How close are they?
Very close.
It was a good sign that they were knocking. Very few actual killers knock before they burst into the room. At least, none of the good ones do.
I am accessing the security cameras now.
The holographic image of a short but pleasant enough looking black woman appeared. She was standing outside my office door. Behind her were two men, and I use the word loosely. One of them was big and thick, well over 2.5 meters tall, and a simple glance could tell you that he never got shortchanged at a meal. His skin had a weird, barf greenish tint to it. I figured he was a mutant. He looked about the right age. The other was short, stocky, and stiff, and his skin had an orange, metallic look to it. Together, these facts tipped me off that he was an android.
Can you identify her?
Of course.
And she is?
Her name is Lemmy Graybo. She is an employee of Entercore. She's a lawyer and head of their sequential art purchasing department.
Well, that would explain the chaotic thoughts and the backup bodyguards. Wait, sequential art?
I believe the term in the popular vernacular is comic.
I know that.
I didn't.
Me either.
What do they want with me?
I suggest you open the door and ask.
I knew that Harv knew something he wasn't telling me. He has a giveaway when he can't look me in the eyes. It's very human-like, almost too human-like. Experience had taught me that it would be far easier to ask Lemmy and her friends than it would have been to drag the words out of Harv. Let him in. Realizing I still had Gus in my hand, I put him back in his holster. Lemmy entered the building, followed by the mutant and the android. To others, this might have been strange. To me, it was just another day at the office. Lemmy Graybo walked up to me, head high, hand extended.
Mr. Johnson, it is a pleasure to meet you.
Please, call me Zach. I shook her hand.
I'm not sure I can do that.
Try.
Okay, Mr. John. Zach.
See, that wasn't so hard.
No, I guess not. I am sure you have had your computer scan me, so I'm sure that you know that I'm from Entercore.
She touched the diamond-like peapod she was wearing on her ear. A holographic business card appeared in front of my face.
Let me see Graybo, J.D., Entercorp. Wow. Most of the lawyers I meet these days call themselves greeting card salesmen.
Yes, I know. Some of my brothers in the field are still uneasy in public, but it has been decades since the great lawyer purge. Now that our number have been thinned and we are so heavily regulated, I believe people are more accepting of us again.
Perhaps.
But enough about me. I have come here to make you an offer.
Me?
An offer you can't refuse.
I turned my head slightly to look at the hulking mutant in the back.
I knew you could talk. Your mother must be very proud.
Okay, it probably wasn't the best move, egging on an overgrown mutant muscle man, but I don't like being told what I can and can't refuse. The big guy's skin tone changed from greenish to bright red. He moved past Lemmy to the forefront, blocking her from my view.
Now, Hans, our boss wants us to handle Mr. Johnson, Zach, with care and compassion.
So I'll be careful not to kill him. He'll be much more amenable to our deal after I soften him up some. Literally.
Listen, buddy, do what your keeper says and back off before I forget my manners.
I stepped toward Hans and gave him a little friendly shove to the side.
So what's this all about?
Interestingly enough, Hans didn't come after me. He was indeed smarter than he looked. That could be good, that could be bad, or it could be mega bad. Time would tell, and it wouldn't be much time.
We want to make you an offer.
What sort of offer?
On your graphic novel series.
I don't have a graphic novel.
Yes, you do.
Excuse me?
The graphic novel about your life that you write, draw, and publish on itsamazingimstillbreathing.com.
There is also an alternate site name, AISB2071.com.
Excuse me again?
For such a creative writer, I'm a bit surprised you are so redundant.
Let me jog his memory some.
I didn't even have to look to know he was coming after me. I felt a hand come down on my shoulder. Before I knew it, I found myself in the wall. If my underwear wasn't reinforced with nanomesh armor, I would have taken some damage. Instead, the initial attack had only hurt my ego a bit. Of course, Hans was bearing down on me, hoping to hurt me a lot more.
Sorry, Dio, I can't stop him. He must be wearing a side blocker.
Hans, you know the boss wanted us to be civilized first. D4Q1, can you stop him?
You know how he gets.
I tried pushing myself off from the wall, but Hans leapt over Kel's desk, grabbed my throat, and pinned me back to the wall before I got too far.
You know, you find yourself in this situation an awful lot.
A little mind bender won't work on me.
Hans pointed to his brain with his free hand.
They made me immune to mind tricks.
Hans was fairly intelligent and way strong, but that had made him cocky, and that was something I could use to my advantage.
Gus, I'm gonna pop you into my hand in a second.
I'm ready when you are, Mr. Zack. Do you want me to blast him in half?
No, I don't want you to fire at all. I'll ram you into his solar plexus. Harv, I'm gonna need a speed boost, too.
How did you ever do this job before me?
I moved my wrist in just the way that pops Gus into my hand. At the same time, though, I flung my fist forward fast, really fast. My punch buckled him over, not giving him any chance to recover. I need him in the groin. I looked at Lemmy and her android backup. Now, are we gonna talk or fight?